This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hadith in Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there was a king whom his right-hand man was a magician, fortune teller. And he consulted with him in all his matters. One day, the magician told the king, "I'm getting old. I need to train someone young." Long story short, they found a young man, and this young man was ordered to come every day to the fortune teller, to the magician, and learn from him. So the boy, the young man, came every single day to learn from the magician. One day on his way back, he met a monk. It was said that this monk was the only one left on Tawheed in that village. He was the only one with La ilaha illallah. So the monk started teaching the boy about La ilaha illallah. So the boy, every single day, he stops by the monk and then he goes to the magician and stayed there for a while. One day, as he was leaving the monk, he saw that there was a beast, and I'm still quoting the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He saw a beast blocking the road for the villagers to move. So he picked up a rock and said, "Ya Allah, if the monk is ala al-haq, is right, kill the beast." And he hit the rock and the beast died. He went back and told the monk what happened. He said, "You have reached a level that you are going to be tested. You've reached a level of ilm, of knowledge, that you are going to be tested. So be careful." Now the whole village is talking about the young boy who killed the beast. After that, he started, with the help of Allah, curing the sick, until a minister who's very close to the king, who was blind, heard about him. He came to him and he said, "Can you cure me?" He said, "I do not cure anyone. It is Allah who cures. If you believe in Allah, I will make dua for you, for Allah to cure you." He said, "Yes." He made dua and the man got his vision back. Next day, the man went back to the palace. He met the king, and the king was shocked to see him be able to see again. So he said, "What happened?" He said, "A young boy asked Allah to cure me, and I was cured." He said, "You have an ilah other than me? You have a god other than me?" He said, "Yes, my god and your god, Allah. Kill him. Bring the boy here." Killed the minister, brought the boy. After much torture, the boy confessed and spoke about the monk. "Bring the monk here." Brought the monk, killed the monk. Then he told his soldiers, "Take this boy to the highest mountain, and when you get to the top, push him." When they got to the top, the boy made a dua, which is, I used to say it all the time at the airport when I used to get the royal treatment. "Allahumma akfinihim bima shi't." "Ya Allah, suffice me them with whatever you want." When you ask Allah for something, do not tell Allah how do you want the problem to be solved. Leave it to Allah. He said, "Ya Allah, save me from them with whatever way you want." The mountain shook. They all died. He went back to the king. He said, "I'm still alive." He said, "Take him to the middle of the ocean. When you get to the middle of the ocean, push him." When he got to the middle of the ocean, he said, "Allahumma akfinihim bima shi't." "Ya Allah, save me from them in a way that you, in any way that you want." The boat shook. They all drowned. He came back to the king. And the king was crazy. I'm just cutting it short. The king went crazy. So the boy said, "Do you want to kill me?" He said, "Absolutely." He said, "I'm going to tell you how to kill me. Gather all the people of the village, all of them, and tie me to the trunk of a tree. And get an arrow, and before you shoot, you say, 'Bismillah Rabbil Ghulam,' in the name of Allah, the Lord of the Ghulam." and this is the only way you can kill me. Gathered all the villagers, everybody's watching. Imagine a huge stadium, and this guy is tied to a trunk. Bismillah, Rabbil Ghulam. And he shot the arrow, and the boy died. What happened? The whole village, La ilaha illallah, we believe in the Rabb of the Ghulam. Dig a ditch. The king is furious. Dig a ditch. All the people, his people, dug a ditch, brought all the people. Believe in the king as your ilah. No, push them into the fire. They all died. And like I said last time, last one was a mother holding her baby, and she hesitated, and the baby spoke. And he said, Ummah, asburi, fa'innaki ala al-haq. Oh, my mother, be patient, you are on the haq. And she jumped, and they all died. Now, three stories. This is the first. According to everybody who was watching, the king won. He is alive. He's still the king, and everybody in the village died. Right? Second story. Bilal radiallahu anhu, his master Umayyah ibn Khalaf tortured him, lying down on a boiling sand, putting rocks on his body. Leave your deen, leave Islam. Ahad, 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 ahad. Leave Islam, ahad, ahad. He tortured him. And Bilal never left his deen. Third story, Sumayya, the mother of Ammar, radiallahu anha. She was an old lady. Abu Jahl, in front of everybody, tormented her to leave Islam. She never did. He stabbed her and he killed her. And she was called the first shahida in Islam. A woman was the first shahida in Islam, and she was very old. Now, definition of victory. What is the definition of victory? Victory is to achieve a goal. When I am having an argument with Riyadh, if I get my goal from the argument, I have won. The goal of the king is to make the villagers and the boy leave their deen. So he was not victorious. He lost the battle. The goal of Umayyah ibn Khalaf is for Bilal to leave Islam, even though he was tortured, but he was not defeated. Umayyah was defeated. The goal of Abu Jahl is for Sumayya to leave Islam. She did not, even though she died. So he was not victorious, even though, according to the people standing there, whether it's the king or Umayya or Abu Jahl, to them, they were victorious. They won the battle. Now we go to Gaza. We are all suffering and bleeding about seeing all these children dying, all these families dying, all these young kids wounded, severe wounds. That does not mean in any way that they lost and they were defeated, because that was not the goal of the enemy. The goal of the enemy is to get them out from where they are, and to make them leave their deen, and to make them leave their country. Was that achieved? No, and it will never be achieved. They are the most resilient people. They have taught us the difference between a male and a man. They have revived the iman in our hearts. They have exposed the enemy. They have ruined their economy. They have thrown horror in their hearts. They have exposed them now. Many Muslims, many non-Muslims know the truth. This is victory. Don't be fooled by the... Of course we get hurt by when we see babies die. Absolutely every human being gets hurt. But as Muslims, did they achieve their goal as the three stories I gave you? And there are many, many stories in our deen. They did not. So these people won in the dunya by not giving up. And of course in the akhirah by being shuhada. What is the goal? The goal is, listen carefully please, Because many people, oh, what kind of victory is he talking about, Sheikh? The people died. Wallahi, every true Muslim would love to have such a death. The bottom line, it's all about what's in here. It's not about the bodies. It's not about the bodies. Allah does not look at the bodies. It's all about when you died, where was this? What was this feeling? That's what matters. The first three people in the hellfire, one of them is a shaheed. According to the people, he's fighting, he's killing, but he's in the hellfire because why? Because here was not to Allah. It was not to Allah. To us, he's a shaheed. But Rasulullah said he's in the hellfire. لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. Don't ever be fooled, don't ever be deceived by the victory of the non-believers. It's just a temporary thing and their end is the hellfire. My beloved brothers and sisters, the biggest defeat is when you start considering that the victory is only the military one. I repeat, the biggest defeat is when you start thinking that the military victory is the only victory. What we have achieved in Gaza, or what they have achieved, we have done nothing. What they have achieved in Gaza is something that you only hear in the stories of the Sahaba. So, continue. And I sent a video a few days ago. When the three men in the cave were stuck and they found out that there's no way out of the cave except by begging Allah with the best and most sincere amal they've ever done. And Allah Azza wa Jal removed the rock because of the sincerity of the amal they mentioned. There's a huge rock that is blocking the victory of this ummah. And imagine every single Muslim, every true believer, get up in the middle of the night and asks Allah with the best and most sincere amal they've ever done to remove this rock, to give victory to Gaza. Wallahi, Allah will not let us down. So please, I beg you, get up in the middle of the night and ask Allah, there's that amal that no one, not even your wife, not your husband, nobody knows about. Ya Rabb, if I did this amal only for your sake, Ya Allah, give victory to our people in Gaza. Wallahi, if we all do it because we believe in what Rasulullah ﷺ said, the three men were able, all of them combined, were able to remove the rock. They made a dua that shakes rocks, that moves rocks. Why can't we do it? They were not Sahaba, they were not Awliya, they were just true people that believe in Allah, and they have, and this is the tough part, they have, I repeat, they found an amal that they ask Allah by. Do I have amal, or do you have amal that only Allah knows about? I can beg him with that amal. Use that amal as a wasila to relieve our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Do I have amal? If you do, Allahu Akbar, I beg you to use it tonight and ask Allah by that amal to give us victory. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allahumma azza al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbuhu wa tardah. Ya Allah, give them victory, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Ya Allah, defeat their enemy, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Ya Allah, you are capable of doing anything. Ya Allah, innahum la yu'jizunaka, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. See you tomorrow at Fajr, 6:45. Jazakumullah khair.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.